This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, so hi guys.
Oh,
last summer I was in the woods and a bear charged me. I accidentally played dad instead of dead. But now the bear can ride a bicycle.
You helped.
Yeah, I did. Hey, Taven, remember when I ate that kid's meal at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his mom was really angry. And my husband and I share the same sense of humor. We have to. He doesn't have one. And
that's so mean.
Which is true.
True, but it's mean.
And you know, I built a model of Mount Everest. My sister is visiting, and she asked me.
I just got it.
I was like, which one did you get?
I just got it.
The sense of humor?
We have to have the same sense of humor one.
Because he doesn't have
it
one.
It took me a little bit.
We had to share.
I got it.
Okay, apparently you share it three ways.
Yes, apparently.
apparently.
So my sister is visiting, and I built a model of Mount Everest, and she asked if it was to scale, and I said, no, it's to look at. But enough of this jocularity.
Jocularity!
Well, hello, greetings, salutations, and moobark fluff to all the creatures in the Potiverse. I am Barely Normal, and you are tuned into the Giggling Taben. That's just going to be one episode. It's just the Giggling Taben.
An hour of Giggling Taben.
That's all we're doing is this.
Yes.
Taben
and I are back from further confusion, and sitting in with us once again is Rain. Raccoon,
thank God you're back.
Our wonderful associate producer and fill-in host. How are you, Rain?
I'm doing good.
I don't know why David is laughing so much, but okay.
That was really
made me do it.
Oh my cow. Oh my cow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's funnier than an anthill.
Funnier Oof. Than an anthill, yes. Oof. Throwback to my other
okay,
website.
I'm
other
better.
Taben, how are you doing?
I am a little bit lacking in oxygen at the moment, but I'm pretty good other than that.
That's good.
How are all of you fine first doing?
I have to ask, though, are you recovered from our adventure?
No. It was quite an adventure.
Twas.
Quite the adventure.
Twas. So for our listeners, we were at FC, Further Confusion, which we'll give a recap of later on in the episode. But as some may know and some may not, where we live in the great state of Oregon, there was a huge, huge ice storm. And we were supposed to come back on Tuesday. However, the freeway was a solid sheet of ice, and we decided we would stay a little bit further south of the ice overnight. And as we came, go ahead.
Especially when there was a news article that said that there were people stuck on I-5 for literally 15 hours.
Yeah. Yes.
Like 15 hours they were stuck there. I guess who told me this, but I guess like people were just all sleeping in their cars, and like policemen had to come by and wake people up when it was time to like move another few inches or something.
Yeah, I mean,
so we really made the right call there too.
We did, and especially since coming past that area yesterday, we saw at least 50 wrecks alongside the road. Saw semi trucks that were on their sides in the ditches. One was in a lake.
That is not normally there.
Right. It had literally slid off the freeway into this lake. And I'm thinking, oh. But the upside to that is there's going to be a lot of wreck damaged products available at various closeout shops in the near couple of weeks when all of that damaged material. Because anything that happens, any semi-truck that wrecks, the materials inside the truck are considered overstock and
damaged goods. Yeah.
And so they can't sell it at regular retail. So there'll be a lot of closeout stuff. And a lot of it probably is just fine because it's packaged well. But
they still have to sell it as damaged because
they still have to sell
know.
It as damaged because they don't know. So, yeah. Taben, We need to get back into our regular routine of podcasting. So what are your cat formations?
So for any further... That was adorable. Do that again. That's adorable. So it's been a few weeks indeed. Any further that had been listening might know that I had been doing some cat formations each week. These are some mindful mantras to awaken your inner cat. So I will proceed on to do the next three.
Easy for you to say.
Going to read it in a foreign tongue.
But translated, it goes, I did it again. I thought I was going to translate, but no. Okay, I'm going to try again.
Be able to read this, apparently.
Apparently, and okay. I'm just a pup, so that's why I'm having so many much fun. Okay, I'll try again. Third time's a charm.
Let's rewind and...
I will reveal myself when I am good and ready. Ah, woo. See, there's the picture where the kitty's hiding behind the leaf.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like my kitty.
Leaf kitty.
Oh, leaf kitty.
Leaf kitty alone.
I was just going to say we are of the same fluff.
We share a sense of humor.
We do. I am the journey. The journey is me. Ah, woo. There's a kitty. There's a kitty.
Oh, the kitty is the
I am the journey.
Not
the AC/DC.
Not
no.
The AC/DC.
No.
That would be way too electrifying for me.
Ooh.
I embrace love in my own way. Ah, woo.
Yeah.
There's kitties. And those are my cat formations for the week. Not for the strong, but for
the week. Wow. Okay.
Okay, indeed.
Woo. Well, for the past today, I would like us to recap two cons, because you went to cons back to back, Tabin, and Rain, you were at the first one. I was at the second.
Wow.
The only common denominator, because there's a thin line between the numerator and the denominator. And
it is. So
you and I were the Newman.
We were the fat numbers on either side of the thin Tabin.
That's right.
Denominator.
The common denominator was Tabin. So Tabin.
Oh, I am Tabin. The puppinator.
The puppinator. Would you like to tell us all about A&W? Not the root beer place, but the convention.
No. So let's see.
They didn't even have any A&W there.
They really should have A&W. It should be a sponsor.
Do you know how many people, how many furs have told me they really need to like that exact same thing? I've heard it many times and they don't. They just don't. Well, so Rain, you were there, so let's talk about things. Let's go, if you remember, I just have a list of like things that happen each day, kind of the highlights and stuff. And so as Rain, as you know, and any listener that was there at A&W knows that I was so busy, pup. Like I did so many, my cow did so many things. So Thursday, we arrived there, and they were just good dances.
We did,
so it was nice, you know.
Just dances.
They were really good dances on that night.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to as many dances as I usually do, but Thursday was good dances, and it was a pretty.
Props to the AV people too, because the stage was marvelous this year. It was really nice.
The stage was really great. It was really great. Yeah, the day of arrival is always great because you don't, you know, there's not much going on, and so you can just take some time to just hang out and chill around or stuff or whatever that means. So that was great. Yep. You got there on Thursday too, I think. Right?
I did.
Yeah. Because
a little later than you.
Yes. Yep. So then Friday came along and they had me do the quote unquote celebrity. So at A&W, for any further that doesn't know, they have a celebrity doodles for charity where they have apparently celebrity furs come like doodle and stuff. And for any other fur that comes up and wants to donate some money to charity for that, which is really great. Anyway, I did that, and that was great and fun. And also, as some first know, I organized a film festival, and that went really well. I ended up emceeing the film festival also, so that was a big stressy thing for this pup, but there was, I did it.
And then I ended up doing the red carpet. Oh, you didn't. I did.
Oh, I thought you meant, yeah, I was on the red carpet, but
you were on the red carpet, but I ended up doing the interviews on the red carpet.
The interviews, yes.
Because Boons wasn't there.
Because Boons wasn't there to do it as normal, which is also why I emceed it, because Boons wasn't there. And at the film festival, for any fur that doesn't know, if any fur out there knows the Crispy Chicken Saga, there had been two in the saga. Now the third one is released that I debuted at the NW Film Festival, Crispy Ascension, which is now on my YouTube, so you can, and there's links to the other two, so now you can see everything. That
so,
went over
so are
well,
these are these numbered like Star Wars? Were the first 3, 4, 5, and 6? And are we going to get three sequels?
I decided to not do it as confusing as that. These are just part 1, part 2, and part 3. And let's see, what else did I do? So Friday also, I had my Taven Sings Weird Al thing. It was lots of fun. Well attended, as well.
Two new songs.
I found some few new songs into the mix for this year that I had not done yet. That was fun. And Rain, so how did that day go for you? Tell us stuff.
I was busy because I was following you around.
Yes,
and helping out with your stuff. And then like emceeing or not emceeing, but doing the interviews on the red carpet for the first time. Which I found out the night before. So that was a little crazy, but I rolled with it and I think I did an okay job. I haven't been able to see the video yet because of course they're waiting on the release of the video because one of the contestants' videos is set to premiere sometime soon and then they'll release the video of it. So I'll know how well I did after I see it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Then, like I said, we did the Weird Taben. And that was a lot of fun with the new songs, kind of switched things up a little bit. Everybody seemed to like the new songs. Yeah, it was good. It was very good.
It was lots of fun. It was lots of good.
Lots of good.
I don't think we do Dancies that night. I think that was the night we skipped Dancies.
No, we skipped Dancies Friday night. We skipped Dancies. Well, I skipped Dancies Saturday night. I don't know if you went down to Dancies when
I
went out to dinner with a friend.
That's right. Yeah.
And then got fire alarm pulled. The fire alarm got set off and
had to go out
and cold. So anybody who was above the convention floors, didn't have to go down. Apparently the alarms didn't really go off up there that loud. And everybody who was convention floor down had to get out.
Yeah.
Or if you were in an elevator. Chitara was in an elevator and going up to his room shot him. Yeah, because he was on the same floor as me, 44. And it shot him right down to the first floor and he had to go out and be in the cold with the rest of us.
Oh, well, I'm glad I wasn't in an elevator then.
Yes. We would have had no choice.
So that was exciting fun. I would not have had any choice. Saturday then came along and so I organized and ran the fursuit games, of course, in the morning. And then they asked me to, and I did. I emceed the dance competition. There were really great performances there. I told lots of... so any fur that's out there, if you can imagine, if you know me at all, you know about my really, really horrible puns, and they're really, really bad. And so just imagine this pup right here emceeing a dance comp. So you've got this big auditorium filled with furs, and they give me a mic. I mean... You know, don't give tape a mic. I mean, whatever. So they give me a mic.
This is partially my fault because I had control of the mic because I was backstage helping the fursuiters get on stage and helping Taben remember who they were. And I had control of the mic. I could have just kept the mic and they would have been spared. But I'm a little I'm a little bit naughty and I kept giving it back to him.
It did. And so if you can imagine, it was like, 2 hours of this big, huge groan in the entire auditorium. Mm. It was just imagine that.
And that's
With music in between. And it's posted on YouTube. So if all you first want to know what it sounds like to have a big auditorium that's just one big groan with a little music in between, go watch that. But it was fun. It was good. Some, as I say, some really great performances. Mm-hmm. Then I had my story time with Tabin. That was attended well, of course, too. And it was a lot of fun. And yeah, that was a busy day, but it was a good day. Yeah. And how about you, Rain? How was that day for you?
Well, it was good because, you know, like I said, I got to help you with the dance comp and got to see a few dancers from when I helped you with the dance comp at Furlandia. Dancers that I remembered from there, I got to see them again. So that was really fun. We did some interviews, Puppet the Con interviews.
That's right. We did.
Which are on last week's podcast. And
so all you furs can hear that.
Yes,
so
all you furs have probably already heard that by the time you hear this. But yeah, we interviewed the tap dancing reindeer Yule.
That's right.
She would like to come on the show, so we might get her on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, so first, this would be a very unique interview we would do because this is a tap dancing reindeer. If you've seen them at ANW and some other cons too. They always do the dance comp and do tap dancing. But apparently they also like ice skate and things too.
Yes.
So this would be very interesting to talk to them. So hopefully we can get them on the show. They sounded pretty interested in doing it. So
yeah.
Pay attention for the upcoming, hopefully, Yule Reindeer interview. Yeah.
Until then, though, you can hear the Puppet the Con interview with Yule. It was a really good interview. A lot of fun.
Obviously Friday, Saturday was very busy. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Sunday was also very busy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What happens? So I participated in the dance battle, the Floor Wars, mm-hmm. like I always do. I didn't get through past round, but, you know, that's fine. I felt good about how I did. It was lots of fun.
Now, in Tabin's defense, the dancers that were at the dance battle for this year's ANW were an incredible lot of dancers. I mean,
yes.
They were all like top tier dancers. People like even some of the dance battles went into like dance offs where they had to go back because they tied. The judges were having a heck of a time. Yeah, the judges were having a heck of a time trying to decide who did the best. It was just an incredible slate of dancers. It's probably one of the best dance battles I've ever seen. It was really good.
Yeah, lots of fun to watch. Oh, I was actually on. So later on that evening, I had some for asked to draw me. I've never had before, and I was honored. And so, and they did, and they gave it to me. And I'm like, but you did this, don't you want to keep? And I'm like, no. And they just gave it to me. They took a picture of it for their own. So I guess they were just practicing or something, but I have it right.
It's a good drawing, yeah.
It was. I have it right here. This is for Barely and Rain because the audience can't see it.
I saw it last time, so.
You did see it last time. Anyway, there's
that. You could snap a picture of that so we could put it, you know, on the show.
Oh, yeah. Put a picture in. They have their contact info, so mm-hmm. they'll get credit for it. So, yeah, so that'd be good. That'd be exciting. And then you had your DJ set that night, Rain.
Yes, I did. And it went really well. I was really nervous about it because it was, you know, last time I DJed was, back in May at Furlandia. And so this is my first time getting back up on stage. So as always, you get a little bit nervous. And it was Sunday night, second to last dance. So I was like, oh, I hope people show up. I hope not everybody's gone.
They did.
And it ended up being like a really big crowd. So I was very happy with the turnout.
And I remember Rekha
was there and gave me some DJ words of wisdom and stuff. So that was awesome. Shout out to Rekha.
Yeah. Yay, Rekha. And I remember when you said, all you first, I have one more song. And I actually heard above all the music. I heard a bunch go, so that was really great.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. Yeah. It made me feel really good.
So I guess that's a recap of ANW. Really good stuff. Any fur that hasn't been to Anthro Northwest in Seattle, they're doing it again, of course, next January. So it's a really good fun. And of course, Seattle's just a great town to be in and Seth Pike's place and all that good stuff. So,
For
those that haven't been yet, I highly recommend going. I've been to every single one since the first one, and I always have an amazing time. So, hope to see you.
Well, Taben was doing the fursuit games on Saturday. I went down to Pike's place and did my errands down there, got some breakfast, stopped at Market Spice to get Barely some tea, and picked up some for your hubby so that he could try it, and hopefully he liked it. Picked up some for myself.
I haven't asked him yet. I'll have to ask him all about that. Ask him.
I love that tea. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Very good tea. Very good tea.
Yes. So I've got your tea.
Have you tried it, Barely?
That's why I have to bring him tea every time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. You already knew that.
I've been drinking tea since I was 14. Yeah. So
if I'm in Seattle, I know I have to stop at Pike's place and get Barely some tea.
There you go. There you go. And if I'm ever there and you're not, I'll get you some.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought I had more of it left. I thought I had more of it left, but somebody, an ex-husband of mine, drank it all.
Aww. And
all I had was an empty box. So
puts the empty box back in the cupboard.
Yeah, put the empty box in the drawer where we keep our tea. And
because that makes sense. Yeah.
I thought I had at least 10 bags left in there. Nope. Drink it all.
Nope. So
nope.
All right. So is that it for A&W?
I think it is. So A&W was very, 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 very busy. And in contrast, transitioning to FC. I don't know what just happened, but there it is. By contrast, FC was a lot, I got more time to actually hang out and stuff. So that's great. So Barely, start us off talking about how your FC went and everything.
Well, let's first listen to our clip from our drive down as we did.
Okay.
Taben and Barely in the truck on the way to FC.
Hey, Taben.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Hey, you know where we're going?
I do. I'm waiting because we are going on our way to Further Confusion 2024.
We are. You missed 2023.
I did. I missed it because it was all foggy outside, and there was all this mist. So I admit, no, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work that way, Dennis. And also, are you excited to be going to 2024 this year?
I am. How about you, Mr. Began?
I am. I'm doing well, but Barely works better. I can edit that out.
I don't even know what's going on.
That's okay. I mean, I say my name on there all the time, so that's not a big deal. So we are in the car on our way to FC 2024, or in the truck, I should say. We are just passing the sign for Orland, which is 6 miles away. I don't know, water or land.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the land is...
We've been making fun of the road signs on the way down. One of them was, stop human trafficking.
Yeah, we did it. We stopped. We are not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. So we're not going to traffic humans anymore.
Use caution.
Use caution.
Okay, we didn't bring any. We have to stop at Fred Meyer and go to the automotive section or something to get
some automotive caution.
It's caution because we forgot it. Oh, and it turns out that I see roads
reduce speed.
Reduce
speed. Yes,
true. I'm glad to know it wasn't lying to us.
Well, right now, like I said, we're in California. It's nicer down here than it was up north of where we are.
Yeah, when I stick my puppy head out the window and everything, it's not as cold on my nosy, so I like that.
Yeah. So this is kind of like furries and cars getting coffee, right? Or what is it, comics and cars getting coffee?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So this is furries and truck going...
Furries and truck going to con. F-I-T-T-2-C.
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So how do you feel, Mr. Barely? Are you excited about FC this year?
I am. There's a lot going on. We're going to have to be playing a lot of, by the time that we release this, we have played the game of shuffle and race around. It seems like the things we're doing are backed up right against each other.
Yes.
For this con.
It's true. They even Well, I say, no, they even scheduled my story time at the same time as Further Confusion Unleashed, which I have a video in. Why did they do that? I don't know.
Right, yeah.
But I guess shout out to us, for all you first that don't know, Crispy Ascension, part 3 of the Crispy Chicken Saga is now out. I premiered that at A&W. I went to A&W this year. Not the root beer, the Hathorn
Northwest.
Yes, there's a distinction. I premiered that at Film Festival.
Cows out
there. There are cows out there.
Nothing to do with the film festival, but there's cows.
But there are cows. Right here.
Oh, look, they're eating in order. They're going.
There's a line.
There's a line.
Looks like they're yanking.
They are.
They're all lined up in the buffet. It's a little grass buffet.
But anyway, yeah, so if you go to my YouTube, you can see, of course, the first two, Crispy Chicken, then the original, and then Crispy Greenman, then Crispy Ascension. You can see that. I think that turned out really well. I was really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically, they played it at FC Unleashed. But anyway,
did they play? Well, we don't know if they're going to play all three or two or just one.
Or just one. Yeah,
I may not know at all because we may not be there because we may be doing your story time.
We'll probably be doing my story time instead.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think don't they usually record it? We can see Unleashed later.
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't go to Unleashed last year.
Oh, okay.
So because I came down last year by myself.
Yeah.
And so I was doing all
the other thing.
Other things. I was doing going to panels that I had never been to before. And doing the panel things.
And doing the panel?
Attending stuff instead of putting on things. It was an interesting concept.
It is. Are there any panels this year? Well, of course,
hard to say.
This drops. You will have known if you went to any panels. But now, are there any panels you're interested
in? I really don't. I didn't see any that I thought I would be interested in this year. I mean, I looked at the list of everything and it's like, oh, that might be fun, or that might be fun, but it's like
even anything else, yeah. So, I mean, that's
there's a Shibari one. I might go to that if I could break through.
You've done that before. You like that,
yeah. I will say, don't waste your time going to the night market.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like they had like four or five vendors, and the line last year was just insane.
Because it was that last year was the first year that they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone was like, I want to know what this is like. So they're all waiting for it. But it turns out it's nothing.
It was not that great. And I snuck in. I didn't realize that I had snuck in. But
oh,
so I was at the Hilton. And I left the panel that I was at, and I was walking, you know, the Hilton and the Marriott are two hotels assigned to the convention center for our listeners that don't know. And they're about a block apart, but the convention center is in between. So you walk between the two hotels without having to go outside. And I'm walking down the hallway from the Hilton to the Marriott, and there's just this massive line of people in furs all facing towards the Marriott.
I'm just like, nature, what is that? I'll go find out.
So I just followed the line, and it was like, and I got to the Marriott. I thought, oh, that's for the night market. Okay. Gee, I don't want to go clear back to the Hilton to get in line. So when you came in the one way, came up to by the restrooms.
Right.
And they had to have the door accessible from the night market area to the restrooms.
Right.
And when I walked up there, there was nobody sitting at the chair to check people in and out at that door.
Yeah.
And so I walked in and the gal stopped me and said, you can't come in this way. I says, oh, I just went to the bathroom. I was in here already. I just went to the bathroom.
Oh.
And she was like, okay.
And so there you are.
So there I was.
So, mental note.
Yep.
Just tell them you're in the bathroom, and you'll get wherever you want to go. Okay. So you didn't have to wait for an hour.
I didn't have to wait for an hour in line. And then, then it was just way too crowded when they let the line in.
You got to see the line coming.
And it was just way too crowded. And they tried to set up vendors in that little hall area outside of the stage at the Marriott.
Oh, yeah.
So now you put 1,000 people in there and vendors on either side. It just didn't.
No, that doesn't sound very.
Yeah. And they were all selling basically the same thing.
Oh, among those things.
It's like, okay, I could buy
an
adult device over here, or I could buy the same adult device over here. And so it's like,
or you can buy this cherry tree over here. Right. Or,
oh, look at the horse with his head over the fence.
There's a horsey. So all you furs are missing if there's a horsey with this, well, not anymore, but there was a horsey with his head over the fence and he was eating grass and it was very exciting.
Yeah, I'm for sure the grass felt like greener on the other side of that fence.
I saw it. It was. It was very much.
That's so high.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So all you furs were down here in California looked at a horsey with his head over the fence. And this is exciting.
It is exciting. Hey, I discovered another knight pun.
Oh, you did?
Yes. You know, that circumference and ceramic.
Ceramic.
All right. So the
surcharge.
Knight.
Surcharge.
Yes. The knight that has all the information.
Oh, yeah.
Is Sir Gingin.
Sir Chin. Sir. Oh, like, oh, like, okay, I search and I get, I like it, I like it.
Oh, you heard of it. Well,
there's a big taco?
No, cock.
Oh, is
chicken.
There?
There was a chicken. There was a rooster. There's a big rooster out the building. Yeah.
I missed it. I missed the big chicken.
And there was a big line of cacti.
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 Verna.
Was coming next to Verna Chuck. Verna. Vicky America movie.
Thing?
Yes.
So cacti.
Cacti.
Is that what happens when you are a hippie and you cacti?
You cacti.
You shirts with a tie dye. I don't know.
Cacti dye?
That did not work at all. Cacti dye, yeah. When they don't get enough moisture from the desert air.
That's true. Cacti tie. They do die when they don't get enough moisture.
Okay, I salvaged it.
That was together. We teamed up.
We teamed up. All you first heard it here first.
Yep.
We teamed up and did that in our little excursion.
Yep.
We're
in olive country right now, I believe.
All of it?
All of the country.
All of the country. Olives. Do you like black olives or green olives?
Yes. Oh, better.
yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
It depends on the olive. It depends on a number of things.
So I had no idea there were so many layers here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, so green olives traditionally are the ones that you see in the big jars. They got little things stuffed in the pit hole.
The little pistachio
or pimento.
Pimento.
That's a piece of garlic or the sun-dried tomatoes or
that stuff. A kumquat.
A tiny little kumquat.
A tiny, tiny little kumquat.
Tiny little kumquats. So those are good, and those are typically green olives. And then black olives I like sliced up, like on pizzas and in my salads and things like that. And then I like my olives pitted. I don't like them unpitted. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Yeah. I like the pits gone.
Yeah.
But we were out to dinner the other night and we had a charcuterie plate.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie, which is basically adult.
Cheese.
Well, no, it's an adult Lunchable.
Yeah. I mean, really. It's a fancy Lunchable.
It's a fancy Lunchable.
You can't put it in at Fred Meyer.
Charge you $60 for the damn thing. But they had all these really bright green olives on there, but they did
pit them. So
Because it's a fancy Lunchable.
Yeah, you have to be careful chewing on those because you can break a tooth on those olive pits.
And that is the pits.
Tis the pits, indeed. So we're just passing a truck that had a big blue tarp on the back. I always wonder what's under those tarps. It's mystery stuff.
It is mystery stuff. And sometimes you can read the sign on the truck, so maybe you have an idea. But still, even if you read you don't really know what's under there. Is there a bunch of horse poop? Or could be horse, or it could just be a bunch of carrots, if you care at all.
Right.
Or it could be a big, huge mountain of gopher reindeer tracks. Gopher reindeer tracks.
The last, I don't know that I've seen a gopher reindeer.
Neither have I. And that's why you wouldn't know that's under there.
Gopher reindeer.
I don't know what is that. Yeah, I could go for a reindeer.
Gopher reindeer. Yes.
I don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. Wow, those bushes grow very straight on the top there.
They do, and very box-like.
Very box-like. I think they're trimmed that way.
Yeah, they're not box fruits, though.
No, those are olives.
Oh, they're olives.
Those are olive trees.
Mm.
They keep them short, so they don't have to get up too high to pick all the olives.
Ah, they're smart.
The trees aren't smart. The farmers are.
The trees don't know many things. They only know what they don't get out much. They know how to grow.
They get out all the day.
They are out, but they don't walk around.
No, that's true.
Say hi to their neighbor. Well, they probably say
as far as we know, but
it's true.
I mean, when you're not observing them, you don't know what they're doing.
It's the whole if it follows and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound thing? It's like, well, if you don't see it, how do you know Mr. Tree doesn't? It's a mystery. If it walks around or not. Yeah. Oh my cow. Oh, not Mrs. Bush, but Miss Tree.
Coming soon. Macoptaba Casino. Macopta. You know, they should be less spelling issues with that, because how are you supposed to pronounce it?
If you can't even spell it, how are you supposed to bite? What's that word you were telling me one night? Because your brain does that and does word stuff and rhymes and all that stuff. You were telling me about how you were, so a few years ago, you were laying there to go to sleep and your brain was doing this thing. And what was the words? It was meet, beat, seat, then great. It's not greet, it's spelled differently.
Right.
Grist, and you were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Right. Or FOOD is food, but GOOD is good.
It's good.
Hey, someone's calling us. This should be fun. Hello?
Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark. Guess what?
What?
You are actually...
Hold on. He's taking to my... What?
Why? You okay?
Yeah, you connected to my truck.
Okay, well, you're connected to my truck, but we're actually recording the furries in the car going to con when you called.
Do I need to let you go?
No, you're on the recording right now.
Hi.
For listeners, this is Blitz. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago sitting in for Tabin, and he's calling us to see how we're doing getting to further confusion.
Hopefully it's good, and hopefully you do not need to use for snow tane.
Oh, we're past the snow already. It's we're down in olive country right now. How was work?
It was long.
I saw you holding a guinea pig.
Yeah, they got a classroom pet. It's not really new, but it's the first time I've seen them like a little hidey thing. So I opened up the cage and picked them up.
The cute moments.
Now remember that they talk.
And that they talk.
Yeah, remember we watched that movie?
Oh, yeah.
the animals talk and this, they go home with the kids and they talk.
Well, no, that was that.
And now stop trying.
Pets or something.
Make it to the auto part store. Because when I got home yesterday, my truck had a flat tire and I did not feel like fixing it. So I'm fixing it today.
How'd you get to work?
Well, it wasn't completely flat. I mean, it wasn't completely flat.
Okay.
But I found a nail in it. And so...
Did you finger it?
I did not. Well, did I finger it?
Yeah, it was a fingernail.
No, I didn't fix it yet. I have to go get a fingernail.
I know. Sorry, puns. Puns.
And you're so punny.
I am punny.
How are you, Tim?
How are you? Yes, you are.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm talking at the, thing that's a, I don't understand what's happening, so I'm pawing at everything, because I don't understand these things that are happening on the screen.
Cool. It's an internet thingy.
It's an internet thingy.
Yes.
Okay, well, my puppy brain doesn't really understand things like this, so I'll just keep pawing at the screen, and then maybe I'll figure it out.
I get that very much.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. Well, I need to get gas.
Well, eat some beans.
If I ran out of gas, would you push my truck forward?
How do you ignore the beans? Sure, I'd push your truck.
I'd call it to the shop. Well, I have to go inside of this part city here that'll look more like a stat.
All right.
But.
You have fun. I'll give you a call back in a bit.
All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Hayden.
Bye. I'll just keep pawing at the screen until I figure it out.
Okay. You have fun.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Bye.
Okay.
Good old Blitzy. We did it. We did a thing.
Good old Blitzy.
So what are you going to go to at the con this week? What are you planning on doing? The stuff that you're not
actually hosting.
You're doing. What are you going to go do?
Well, I want to go to the dance comp, of course. I'm in the dance the Bay Battle. Of course, I'm doing the Weird Owl. Taven sings Weird Al and Storytime with Taven. I didn't find really anything. Maybe I just have to look more in depth, but I didn't really find anything on the schedule that I'm really worried about going to. Of course, you know, at cons, I don't usually go to too many panels anyway.
Right.
Which is great. But last week, if any of you first happened to see me at A&W, you might know that, which was last week, several weeks ago from when you're listening to this, but you might know I was like, if you type my name into the schedule, you would literally get a full page of things. Well, what did I do? I emceed the dance comp. I organized the film festival. I emceed the film festival. I had my story time with Taven. I had my Taven Sings Weird Al. I was participated in the Floor Wars. I organized and ran fursuit games. I had to get up. They put it so, because they have at A&W, they have a youth fursuit games and an adult. And then the only real difference is just basically to separate the, you know, age bracket and everything. And you can do the same games at both, and we did actually, but because it's a youth and they like to encourage, you know, kids to, they have that early in the morning. So they had that at 9:30 on Saturday morning. And which meant I had to get this pup right here. I had to get up at like 7 on a Saturday at a con. You know how I must have felt about that. So I wasn't too happy, but I did it. And there were some good dances and stuff. And it seems like I did something else too. I don't remember what else. Anyway, I did a lot of stuff. So compared to that, this weekend should be a little bit more, even though we've got things that we're doing are back to back. But besides that,
should be a little easier.
Should be a little bit easier, a little bit more time to like.
So
run around.
Next time for AAW, are you going to use the 2-letter word?
So Rain and my honey Tatsu have both said, and Friday. I know Fanny P first on Friday. She's great. She was at AAW this year, but they all said on their own independently. So next year, maybe say no to fursuit games.
There you go.
They all independently said that at different times. So maybe I'm just going to have to say that. It's like, no, I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
I can't get up that early.
You're not on the board. But you're doing a lot of things for that con. So maybe you should say, hey, you know, time out. You're overtaxing me.
Overtaxing, indeed. Don't taxidermy the pup, right?
No.
Because I want to keep living. Actually, and if you taxidermy me that, I did get what did he call it?
A pain in the neck?
That too.
Yes.
But also, one of those special extra service
award
things, just a shout out. So I did get a little medal thing for extra support.
So you did something and they gave you something shiny.
And I got something shiny. I do like the shiny. So
if you stick around someplace long enough, eventually they'll give you something shiny.
Exactly. And they did that.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
Something large just almost hit the truck.
And it wasn't shiny.
It was not shiny.
Which is not
like a little bird that just kind of went over the, didn't hit the windshield thing.
And we just passed a sign that says soft shoulder. So that means that your roast is done because now it's got a soft shoulder. That's how you know.
That's how you know it's done.
How you know.
Not with the probe thermometer?
No. You've got to wait for the soft shoulder. That does it. So it's a good thing we're driving along the road, and it told us that our
shoulder's done.
So right. That's great.
Apparently, there's no problems with human trafficking down here in California because I haven't seen any signs.
And there's another soft shoulder sign, and below that one said "keep on pavement." So
yeah.
I guess now we're supposed to have our fancy dinner on the road.
Keep on pavement. Wow, this is an interesting stack of wood on this truck.
Oh, Pacific Wall Systems.
Oh, they're pre-built walls for buildings.
So like pre-modular design.
Yeah.
It's like in between cutting down the tree and the modular thing is what they've got there.
Yep. Out and out.
Okay, good to know that they...
The interesting thing about this trip every year is that we leave in the dark in the morning. And when we get there, it's dark.
Right, because it's that time of year that it's dark by about, 5 o'clock or whatever. So, that is.
We're about 2 hours out
from
arriving, 2 to 3 hours out from arriving at our...
I'm 2.5 to 3 hours. Yeah, so we're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
And we will probably at least have little short videos that I do sometimes, at the con, day zero, day one.
Well, we have to remember to do it this time.
We actually have to remember to actually do it.
We forget. It's like we're 3 days. It's like, oh, crap, we didn't do it.
We forgot to do day one, day two, day three, and everything. So So hopefully you first will actually see on my YouTube little snippets of each day at FC and check in with how it's going and all that stuff. If nothing else, so on... next week's recording of the pod, we'll talk because I've been at both AAW and FC, Barely's with me to FC, and Rain Raccoon was with me AAW. So next week we'll have kind of a nice big talking about how all of us thought about the cons. It'll be nice. I think it'll be a fun, nice little recap and discussing how the cons went between the three of us. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
I wrote down from A&W. I wrote down with my posse, so I probably won't be able to read it because I can't write well with my posse. But I wrote down some highlights of A&W, and I'm sure, like, you know, we always do that if we go back. Like the Mike magazine, yeah.
Magazine in the dentist office.
It goes well with Nickelodeon and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's right. So we'll be talking about Blues Clues and all that good stuff.
For our listeners, we just passed a sign that said Sacramento, 75 miles.
So that's how far we are from Sacramento right now.
Which has no bearing whatsoever as to where we're going. But
there it was.
There it was.
There was. It's good to know. It's good to know. And here we have a sign coming up that says Delavan Road. So if we go down this road, we'll see a van named Della.
Della the Van.
Della the Van.
Della the Van is not a man.
It's not a man. He's a van.
But they're tan.
And he does what he can.
He does what he can.
That's what he can.
We're in the rice. Those are rice patties, by the way.
Oh, that's really tense.
Those are peppermint patties.
Those are things.
Is that where they grow peppermints? So the peppermint
patties? In the peppermint patties, yes. And that's why Charlie Brown falls down all the time, because he's running at the football in the peppermint patties and he slips.
And Taban didn't get that joke at first. He was looking at me like,
what? No one is going, Mike. I was confused. A little confused pup there.
Swift truck. You know what Swift stands for, right?
No.
Sure wish I finished training.
Swift.
Yep. Sure wish I finished training.
Sure wish I...
That's what they make jokes about, those truck drivers on that.
Oh, no. I see. Yes. Yes, this is very true. So then what do they call... What is the Costco trucks? What's Costco been? Could... Often see the officers.
Oscars,
yes.
I don't know. Versaland. All right. So we're just reading random things now at this point. So there's no furries in the news. There's no furries in the news right now because we have no way to look things up.
We don't.
I could ask that night.
You could. I could definitely ask that night because,
hey, Sir Jinjin, is there any things coming up? They're on pavement.
Keep on pavement.
Oh, pavement. Without the human trafficking.
Use caution.
Use caution.
Use caution wisely.
Yeah. AC roads, slow speeds. Yes, they do.
Caution white turns.
That to say,
wide turns,
white, not white. Oh, wide,
wide.
They said white turns.
Did you ever play that game? Like, there's a bingo, and there's a little bingo thing, and it's to keep the kids like busy.
Oh, car bingo, yeah.
Car bingo, and they have like signs and everything, and you like put down the little thingies if you do see a sign. Let's play I Spot. Speaking of which doesn't really have to do with that, but it is anyway. Let's play. For all the furs, because they really want us hear us do this because we're boring, I guess. Let's play I Spy.
I Spy. All right.
You start.
And I start. All right. I spy with my eye something beginning with C.
Car.
Nope.
Cattle. No, there's no cattle out.
Nope.
Converted dumps.
Yes, that was it.
That was
the conversion dump. I saw those.
Yeah, saw those. Right off there.
Right off the road. I saw those. Like, wow, look at that.
This next to the floofing dupes. okay.
The fickle finger of fate.
Indeed. What was your actual sewer?
Oh, it was the clouds.
Oh, yes, there they are.
Yeah, lots and lots of clouds.
Okay. I spy with my little eye something that begins with... Isn't it hard? Why am I that Trump?
There's a bazillion things that you can see.
Something that begins with F.
F. Fire truck.
No.
The phone.
No. That's a P.
And why is it P H? Why can't it just be F O N E?
I know, right?
Why do you have to have P H?
Because it's too acidic.
That's why.
Okay. That's why.
That makes sense. What was the letter? fire. No, I don't see any fire.
Good thing, actually, you don't see any.
Feet.
No.
Well,
and we're still actually passing it. With, even.
Oh, we're still actually passing it. Fluffle dungles.
Very close.
Oh,
very close.
Fluffle dingles?
That's even closer, oh. But actually, fence post.
Fence post.
Then there's a bunch of fence posts.
I see. Fence roads. Are there fence pre?
Yeah. Yeah, but we already passed those long ago. Long ago. There's no. And that was just before the fence current.
Okay. Current fence. Not to be confused with the current plants or the current wires. You know what? Let's just end this.
Let's just end this.
Our listeners can deal with our nonsense later.
Yeah. So thank you, all our listeners. We will return at some point.
Oh, yes.
To make you unhappy that we're back.
Yes. And, you know, I might turn this microphone on just randomly when we're walking around just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So weird things, especially like when Tabin is talking to somebody. I was recording, but he doesn't know because it'll be strange.
It will be good. Okay.
Now, let's see. FC was good. It was well attended. It had a lot of folks there. You did a lot of things. We did a lot of things we normally do. Although, like you said, it was a little more relaxing because based on the scheduling of different things, we weren't able to go to some of the main events. We weren't able to go to...
Which we normally go to,
FC Unleashed. We weren't able to go to the closing, all that kind of stuff. So,
or the dance comp even.
Or the dance comp, yeah. So, but to make up for that, you went in the Bay Battle, which is their dance competition. And how did you do there?
Well, I did not, as usual, I did not pass the first round. But, I mean, I felt I had fun. I felt good about it. And that's all I ever want to do is just feel good about how I do perform and you know, just entertain other furs. You know, that's what I do. So the first round, I danced against actually someone I've known for quite a while, actually. He's a hyena named Silver, and I then danced against him. And he hadn't actually been, he was in the ANW 2019 dance comp, actually, which he had to remind me that he was in, because like, he said, well, don't you emceed that? Don't you remember you? Oh, yeah, right. I introduced you. I should know that I did that. Anyway, so it wasn't, that was like the last, no, couldn't have been that, 2021. Because he said he hadn't danced in like a few years, and so he was just doing the Bay Battle thing just for fun. And of course, guess who ended up winning the fursuit division? Silver, yay.
Yay.
Oh,
yay.
Anyway, so no, that was really cool. He did not expect that at all. Anyway, so I danced against him the first round. And as I said, well, he did great, of course. And I felt good about it. And yeah, it was pretty good. I thought that there was a lot of good dancers there, especially like, you know, the final rounds and stuff. That's when it really gets exciting. And like in the non-fursuit division, they forget their name, but the one that won that was so good. Oh, my cow. So any fur, go to YouTube. I think they've posted the FC 2024 Bay Battle Floor Wars. And watch, I mean, there's some really good dancers out there. And it was a lot of fun. It's really good. Dad, what did you think of it, Barely?
Oh, I caught little pieces of it because I came.
You went in and out, yeah.
I was in and out because I was at another panel that I had to do. Prior to that, I forget what I was doing, but I came in and, recording.
Cassidy's.
I was recording Cassidy Civet's concert because I promised that I would record that for her. And, so I have that to edit, coming up. So that'll be fun and exciting.
I will say one interesting thing for any for that's done the Floor Wars or dance battles at any of these cons. Typically, at least in the ones I've been in, and I've been in like 8 of them now, or I don't know, I've been in a bunch now, and all the ones I've been in, you know, they have you check in, like they want you to check in an hour early for roll call and get everything set up, and it's usually way too early in advance, but they want you to make sure that, but I understand. But this time, this hour was actually reserved for a preliminary dance thing, which was, I had never experienced this for a Floor Wars or dance battle. And so what they did was, instead, is they wanted to set up their bracketing system where you're actually dancing against someone of your same level-ish, where usually, if any of you first don't know, usually at these Floor Wars, it's all random. Like they just, they don't pair you up based on anything. It's just, they call your names at random and you just do that, which is, you know, it's a little scary. I mean, I understand, but it's a little scary. So this time they actually had y'all line up, just dance in front of the judges for 45 minutes, just not against anyone, just dancing, just to kind of get a feel and to try and match you up with the right person for your first round, which is, so that was a really new experience for me, which also makes me feel kind of good that they paired me up with, in the first round, they paired me up with the one that ended up winning the comp. So, I mean, you know, there's something to feel good about there, I guess.
Sure, sure. And then you played Survivor.
Yes. That was, had not, so I didn't even know, well, barely knows this, of course, but I had never even watched the show Survivor. So, I mean, I knew, like, people got voted off the island and stuff, but I didn't know anything about how the game was played or what the types of games or anything was. So I went into this and knowing, and Cassidy Civet, if any for knows, runs Survivor. This was number 29. So she's been running this at cons all over, and this is her 29th. And she has been saying for the last few years to me, Tabin, are you going to do Survivor yet? And I don't know. I'm usually busy or whatever. Anyway, so I did this time. And it was a lot of fun. I got voted out. So I came in 11th place in that. I was the second fur to be voted out.
Yes.
Aww.
But in the end, I ended up being the secret winner, because all the judges at the end, if any fur knows how the game works, you have you start with 12, and at the end there's a jury of 5, and those are the judges to, among the final 3, decide who wins. And so in the end, all of the 5 put my name down.
Oh, wow.
And most of them also put a just kidding, and then they put the name of one of the actual 3 that are left. Yep. But since my name was on all of them, I'm considered the very first secret winner, and that was actually fun and cool.
Nice.
And apparently Cassie said she's going to make that in the notations on the Survivor wiki page, so that's just going to be a fun thing to see if that happens. Nice. But that was a lot of fun to watch too. It makes me want to actually watch the show now too, so it was a very good experience.
Right.
And how was the experience for you, Barely?
Well, I was running around videoing and taking snippets and stuff like that to get things squared away for Cassidy, because Cassidy's a real good friend of the pod, and she's had a lot of drama surrounding her in latest cons that she's been to, and I hope that FC was a good experience for her, so it worked out really well. You did story time again. Like you normally do.
That was Friday. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... Or was that Friday? Well, at some point, I did story time. And that went well. What was there, like 25 to 30?
25 to 30. So a cute little story about that is on Monday, I went down to Con Ops. Tabin was sleeping, obviously. And I went down to Con Ops and I was hanging out. And there was a fur there. And I mentioned that, story time with Tabin. He's like, yeah, I went to that. I had no idea what it was. When I got there, it was children's stories. And I thought, oh, this is not what I was expecting. But I didn't want to be rude, so I stayed for the whole panel.
Very nice. Very nice. It was
very nice.
That's pretty. Nice.
And did they end up enjoying it, or were they in torture the whole time?
He said that it was fun and he had a good time, but it wasn't what he expected. And then we had actual children there, which was interesting.
We had actual children.
Yeah.
And any time I've ever had actual children show up to my story time, they stay for like 15 minutes and then they get tired and want to go to bed or something. But they stayed the entire time. They even sat through the two politically correct stories that I read.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy is I don't think we had any children at A&W, and that's a kid-friendly con.
That's a kid-friendly con.
There were a lot
of
kids there. Yep. We didn't have any children. It was all adults that came to your panel,
to your
story time panel.
Yep. And then, of course, you sang Weird Al songs again. So that was...
I was just going to say something, but what was I going to say about the story time? I just thought of something that happened. What happened at the story time?
Oh, lots of things happened at the story time. Lots but it was things. Good. It was well attended.
It was good. Oh, and at the very end, the little girl, I didn't even know it, but at the very end, after I said bye, thanks for coming, all that, all of a sudden I felt this like thing hugging my legs, and it's because one of the little girls just ran right up, and I had no idea. I didn't even see it. It was so cute. And I think you got a picture of that bear.
I did. And then I'll put that up on there. Once I go through all my pictures, I think I have a picture of that. If not, it was a cute thing. And then you sang Weird Al, like normal.
Did the Weird Al. Same set I did at A&W, but that went really well. I think there was, again, on average, like 25 in attendance, pretty standard. And that was good. I remember everyone seemed to have a really good time. I mean, I think the only ones that come to my Weird Al are those that like Weird Al anyway. I remember what I was going to say about story time. Sorry, going back to this. Because you saying that about the one that didn't want to leave, not to be rude, that reminded me of a story time I did at TFF, I know, 2019 or something. I didn't know until later that they told me sometime later. But there was a fur that showed up just like before and didn't know what it was, and they showed up, and after a few minutes they're like in their words, okay, this is like way too cringe, and was gonna like leave. But then they ended up staying a few more seconds, and then they ended up kind of like, so they ended up staying the whole time and ended up liking it, but they told me I totally was gonna leave because of all the cringe.
Mm-hmm. You do have to like cringe to survive a tape and story.
You do have to like cringe. And there were so many dad jokes that came out there. Somebody actually said to us, we should just have a dad joke panel where we just tell dad jokes for an hour. So that might happen. We'll see what that happens or not.
We'll see.
And then the other thing you went to was the puppy play panel, which was...
And Mosh, yes, and that Mosh. You were a big proponent, I think that's the right word, of. Tell us all about that, Mr. Barely.
Well, it was all about puppy play, human puppy play, and we did a 101 class, you know, how to get into puppy play, all that other kind of stuff. And then after about 45 minutes, we just cleared the chairs out, put mats down, and all the puppies got to play with toys and cuddle and have a good old time. And there was probably 75 there cuddling on there.
Wow.
The room smelled like a high school gymnasium at the end, and I feel bad for the people that had that room after us because, ooh, wow, it was rough. It was rough. But it was a good panel. Rough. Lots of fun. It was rough. It was rough. All in all, I think FC was a great con. Again, it was fairly well attended. I think they had over 5,000 attendees this year. So...
Yeah, it was pretty. They broke, like, they were saying at closing announcements that they broke, like, a lot of records.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they broke amount they got for, I don't remember the numbers, but they broke the amount of they got for raised for charity. They broke their attendance record, their number of fursuits record, like, in the fursuit parade was insane, like it doubled or almost tripled or something last year's. And there were like other numbers. They like more like doubled the amount of volunteers and stuff. So they did like, it was a really, really successful overall con, I think. And at, of course, Crispy Ascension played in FC Unleashed, but as Barely said, they scheduled my story time at the same time as FC Unleashed. So I couldn't go to that, which we were surprised. We didn't think anyone was going to show up to story time, but there were some that showed up. So that was very cool. So I was looking over to, you know, figure out the highlights and remember what happened for talking about on the pod today. I was looking over the schedule, and I did not notice that Kyle Gold had a reading panel there. Kyle Gold was there, and I would have loved to say hi, because if any for knows out there, we have interviewed and had Kyle Gold on the podcast back in, what, season two or something?
Season one.
Season one, even.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I think you're right.
Season one. Back. Yep.
I've been following quite a few of the people who went on Blue Sky, and I know Fluke was there with his partner Ty Rox.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there? Somebody else that we've interviewed.
There's probably half. I think there was half a dozen people that we've interviewed.
I mean,
interviewed.
Cassie was there, of course.
Yep.
I know quite a few of them were there, and everybody seemed to be having a good time. I wish I could have gone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe next year.
I wish you could have gone too. I cried.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Who knows? Who knows?
We can't make the cup cry. Who knows? Yes.
Right. So, Taven.
Hi.
Hi there. Do you have a joke? Do you have a? I think I said you had a joke that you made up.
I do. I do have a joke. Oh, and Barry already knows this because I made it. So this is okay. So all you furs. I make up really, really bad jokes.
No.
What?
Sometimes they're not really, really bad. Sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they're okay. Make a noise that rain.
There you go.
Yep. At FC, and it's not attractive to watch me try and make up a joke. It's just not something you want. But Barely watched me make this up, and it took several minutes, but I finally did it. So I would like to share it with all you furs. Rain hasn't heard it yet, so this is
I have not heard it yet.
If you remember this one, Barely.
Drum roll, please.
I have a brother named Unz, and he's a woodworker, but he's not a very good worker. It turns out that everything falls off if you put something on the thing he made. It turns out that it's unstable. Sound, please.
Yep. Actually, that was a very good joke, I have to say.
I did okay.
Yep.
I worked. You might remember watching me work really hard on that too.
You did. And also,
I'm so proud of myself.
That's where you keep horses with bad balance.
The unstable.
Yes. So that turns out to be the same place. Apparently, they stand on his table. So, well, let's get into our media section because this.
Oh wait, that's not what you meant though. Because I have another stupid joke I made up. I thought you meant the other one. I have one more.
Well, please.
If you were to teleport, what would you tell them? Get a new boat.
Oh my God. Okay, with that, let's get into our media section, shall we?
Okay, let's.
Please. Okay, well, of course, at FC, we watched, normally at FC or any cons, I always turn the Food Network on, but I did not do that this time because Comedy Central was having a South Park marathon. So we kept
like for 5 days or something.
Yeah, it was like every episode that they were showing. And so we watched a lot of South Park as we were going to Sleepy's. We watched some Friends and some Rick and Morty at the FurCon. And that's all the media that I've watched in the last week.
Which Friends did you watch at FC?
There were a few.
It was clearly the last season because Rachel was leaving.
Oh, I thought you just watched. I just thought you watched just Friends.
Like no. The show Friends.
Which one did you watch?
Rachel was leaving, and so clearly it was the last season or second to the last season because I don't know if there's anything more after
that. So apparently someone turned Rachel into a tree because she was leaving.
Rain, how about you? What have you been watching?
I've been watching my editing screens
I know how that goes. Yes.
I had to do last week's podcast, plus I'm still editing the 3 Do Who for this coming release for this month.
Nice.
And so,
nice. All right. Well, that's cool. Taven, how about you?
Yeah.
What have you been watching in between cons?
I have to say I loved Barely's little thing he did, that was awesome. I loved it. And two, yes. Like, okay, Tim. And two, so Barely had to spend, well, okay, so first, Rain had to spend however many days, 4 days straight with me.
4 days with you, yeah.
And then Barely had to spend what, well, then we had that extra day where we had to spend a known trying to get home. So you had to spend how many days with me?
Five nights.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine
Five nights at Taven.
Yes.
That's right. It's about as scary, too. I mean, it's pretty bad.
I'm sure it is.
No, actually, six nights. Thursday, Friday, six Saturday, nights? Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Then Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, six nights.
That's quite a lot. So, all you furs, next time you see either of them at a con, make sure to give them big condolence hugs, like huge condolence hugs for having to deal with me.
Yep.
But luckily for them, they don't have to deal with me for 2 weeks when they have to deal with me at Get Out the Float. So they get a 2 week break.
You get a little break.
Okay, so what I've been watching. So mostly, of course, what I've been watching, I'm going to talk about, this was before ANW, because we all know that for the past 2 weeks, the only thing I've been watching is what I was watching with Pearly at FC. So I had them watching a little bit of South Park for lunchies. There's a lot of South Park going on, apparently. I watched another Lower Decks. So a movie we watched is something called Dog. Have either of you heard of the movie called Dog?
Have not.
No. I think it's a, I meant to, I didn't have time before we started recording here. I meant to go on and remember when it was made, but it's not a comedy like you would think as being called Dog, but it's actually a really good heartfelt. So it's about, so there's this guy named Riley that's a war vet, and he had this dog. And I think the dog's name was Dog. I don't know. But it's one of these German Shepherd, highly trained to kill, like vicious, vicious dog type things. Anyway, it was Riley's pet dog. Riley ended up, and this is early in the show, Riley had died. It was Riley's wish and dream that Dog would be at the funeral, which was all the way across the United States, I think. So there was, I forget his name, but someone, some of the fellow war vets had to transport this vicious dog all the way across the United States to go do this funeral. And so it's a story about their travels and everything. And it's really, it was really good. It was really heartfelt. It's just really good. You really started to like the characters and really feel for Dog and everything. Anyway, I highly recommend it. It's really touching, really good. We also watched something called Rebel Moon. Have either of you heard of Rebel Moon?
Yes.
Good, because then, well, maybe we should refer it for Rain, because maybe you can remind me what it's about.
Well, it's kind of Star Wars-esque. It's in the vein of Star Wars. It takes place on a moon that the rebels are at, but it's, so I can tell you right now, because I talked about it a couple weeks ago when I watched it. So,
yeah, I talked about it last week when I watched it.
It's nice because it was actually, I want to say not contracted, but it was supposed to be part of the Star Wars franchise. But Disney saw the original clips and said, no, it's not for us. And then I think is it Netflix that it's on? I think it's Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. So Netflix said, no, you can make it for us. So they did. And they took all of the Star Wars references out of it. And went there. And Taven, you're muted if you're making any comments whatsoever. You need to turn your microphone on and tell Tail to sit down and stop hitting the microphone mute button.
I was actually purposely mute that time, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Right. So,
because I was looking through to remind myself. I remember Rebel Moon now. Okay. It was good. And it's part one.
Yes.
Of the thing. Just made it last year. Yes. So,
But yeah, it draws heavily from Star Wars and Seven Samurai, which Star Wars kind of, a little bit drew from Seven Samurai, but
yeah,
it kind of reminds me of a cross
no
between
Bambi, though.
No Bambi, but
no
it kind of reminds me of a cross between Star Wars and Battle Beyond the Stars.
Yes,
because Battle Beyond the Stars is just Seven Samurai in space.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was a good movie. I'll watch number two when it comes out. Yeah.
So, oh, me too. Yeah, definitely. The actors were really good.
Yeah.
The special effects were really good.
I remember that.
The story was decent. Yeah. Like,
it was trite.
No, it was a little slow starting, I thought.
Well, they were world building at the beginning because they were trying
to definitely
establish, because when they were part of the Star Wars franchise, they didn't have to world build because the world
didn't need to do the world build. Yeah.
Once they
everyone already knew.
Yeah. Once they got axed from the Star Wars world, they had to kind of world build to give the viewer some background as to why this was all taking place. Yeah. So anyway,
I think it's a decent franchise. I think, you know, I think they're going to do well with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I look forward to the next one.
Yep. Anything else, Taven?
Yeah, believe it or not, we did a lot of watching before A&W. Apparently, we had to get a lot done because we knew I wouldn't be watching any for the next few weeks. Uh-huh. We watched The Lost City with Sandra Bullock, Daniel Radcliffe, and Brad Pitt.
Mm, okay.
Either of you seen this?
I have not seen it. I've seen the previews for it, but I have not watched it yet.
Nope.
Haven't seen it. Was hoping, again, just like with Rebel Moon, I was hoping one of you would have seen it so that you could remind me what it's about. Let me really quick make a Googler and see if any of the pictures that come up remind me what it's about. And if it does, then I will talk a little bit about it.
I would assume A Lost City, since that's the title, right?
Oh, I'm looking at, yes, I do remember now. Yes, this was a really good movie. It was funny. It's like one of those that, it's an adventure thing because there's a lost city and blah, blah, and there's things that happen. But it's not only adventure. It's also like humorous and funny and stuff. I remember it was really good. So I recommend checking it out. And it's got Sandra Bullock and Daniel Radcliffe and Brad Pitt. So that's a pretty good reason to
watch. There's at least two out of the three there that I would like to see unclothed in their bathing suits.
In?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Bambi?
Yes, Bambi. Yes,
Bambi's one of Bambi's one of the. So three out of four.
And three out of four.
Okay. And what else, Taben? What else?
I will stop now by saying, so that's all we've watched. What I've been playing before I left for A&W, and a little bit last night. There's some Bloons, some Monkeys Go Pop, Hearthstone, and Beat Saber this morning, and I'm done with my media for the week. Oh my cow! Or for the last few weeks. Oh my cow!
Well, now it's time for the part where Rain and I have to take our headphones off, because it's time for Furries in the News.
Wow, it has been a long time since I've done this, so I will just say that we are going to talk about some Furries are in. Barely started to put his headphones on, but I realized it's not time yet because I'm still doing the stupid thing that I do. The furries are in the news. Bark.
Charlie, did you notice that the video glitched out on him as soon as he started that? Like, it was his furries in the news was so loud that it caused the video to glitch. And you're muted now, Barely. Your tail.
Yes.
I don't know how your little nub tail.
Nub tail hits at all times. So not only that, but I think every window within a 20 mile radius is now shattered.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why I'm really cold right now, because all the windows are now blown out.
Yes. All right.
Your hubby must be really tired of replacing those windows.
Really? Like every week he has to do it.
I know. He's got a supply in the garage. They just leaned up against the wall. So he just takes one up.
Okay. It's Thursday. I'll get ready. Yeah.
Yep. In fact, I can hear the hammers already taking the old ones out, putting the new ones in. So first thing in furries of the news. Further confusion, as we were at their last weekend at MLK weekend, the Channel 7 News of San Jose. Furries took over downtown San Jose this past Martin Luther King weekend. The annual FurCon was underway on Friday, January 12th at the San Jose McHenry Convention Center. Francis Wong, he's not white, he's Wong, with Visit San Jose.
That's the Wong number.
Said convention comeback is on the right track. The convention center is booked by the Marriott and the Hilton, and those two are sold out. But they also have other hotels all over downtown that they're booking. So it's a spillover, Wong said. The two conventions Two conventions were booked that weekend, a volleyball tournament and Further Confusion's FurCon, drawing people from all over the world to stay and dine locally. The more events that we have that book San Jose, the better it is for the rest of the community. Further Confusion's FurCon has been held at the McHenry Center for the past 21 years. It's old enough to drink now.
This was their 25th anniversary, for any fur that doesn't know. 25th year anniversary of FurCon.
There you go. It started in 1999 at the McHenry Center and had about 700 attendees, and now it's up to over 5,000. Joanna Sousa, vice chair for the Confusion 2024, said attendees do have restaurant staples. When folks are looking for food, they go to the Sofa Market or they'll go across the street to the Empanada Place. The Empanada Place has shared, actually, that they love seeing our community during this time of year. This year, 60% of FurCon's attendees were from out of town. Anthony Codanian is visiting from Salt Lake City, and he plans to attend three conventions in San Jose this year. I love the vibe of downtown San Jose. San Jose is one of my favorite cities, he said, and this being so close to everything, the airport, all the food, it's here, it's really great. And every year, Further Confusion partners with local charity. This year, it worked with the Bill Wilson Center, which focuses on providing youth housing services.
And as we said before, they raised a lot of money for, $23,000 or something? I forget how much, but they raised a lot for the Bill Wilson Center. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I don't know if we didn't say how much A&W raised. I think they did like 15, over 15,000.
They did 15, 17, something like that. I'm not good with numbers and stuff. But yeah, they did really good too. It's been a really good, the last few years fur cons always do really good for charity. But especially the last few years, we've been doing like really good. We're really pulling it together. So quick little trivia about Further Confusion that you two might or might not know. Do you know? So as you said, this is FC's 21st year at the current convention center. Mm-hmm. But it's his 25th anniversary. So of course, for the 4 years before it was at other places. Now, before it became Further Confusion, did you know that it was known by another name? It's not like it just started being Further Confusion, just started up. There was something before it, and they changed the name. Do either of you know what that name was?
Haven't a clue.
I do not.
This would be Conference, which would be the very first FurCon in the world. So Further Confusion is actually, not only is it just special because it's FC and we love it and San Jose and all that stuff, but it's also very historic as far as FurCon goes, because it's the originator of all this, the originator of what's bringing this family together all over the world. And so I figure that's a pretty good shout out right there.
All right.
Definitely.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Our next story comes from the mobile game world. There is a new game called Iron Desert, a new third-person battle royale for PC and mobile announced, and it's Furry Battlefield Iron Desert.
I might have to check this out. Oh, my cow.
You might. I might have to as well.
Furry Battlefield Iron Desert is an upcoming third-person battle royale game that will be released for mobile and PC in Unreal Engine 5. Developed by Chinese indie game developers Armed Cat Studio, Furry Battlefield Iron Desert will have players take control of anthropomorphic animals that not only have access to guns, but also skills that are unique to each animal character in a fast-paced battlefield to be the last one standing. From the gameplay trailer, the game takes inspiration from various other Battle Royale titles with its mechanics, such as more tactical gunplay from PUBG Battlegrounds.
PUBG, yeah.
And the fast-paced combat from using unique abilities like Apex Legends. Legends.
That's a different thing.
There is no release date yet as to when the title will be released, so fans who are interested in trying out the title will have to wait a little while longer. However, a limited closed alpha test is currently underway on TapTap, tap, tap. Which will allow selected users to test out the early build of the game.
You know, and this is me. I hadn't heard of ArmCat Studio, so this sounds actually really... I think I'm just going to have to check them out because it sounds like they're a little more furry-focused. So I'm going to...
You probably haven't heard of it because, like Barely said, it is a Chinese company.
Company, yep.
That would be a good reason why.
Yes.
That probably would be. But, it does sound like a really cool game. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we are running very long today, so I'm going to get right into the upcoming events.
Okay.
Starting in February 1st through the 4th, the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma is Anthro Expo 2024. That same weekend, February 2nd through the 4th in Seaside, Oregon, is Get Out the Float. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later under upcoming promo stuff. February 21st through the 25th in Malmo, Sweden is Nordic FuzzCon 2024. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the weekend of February 22nd through the 25th is Fur Squared. GdockCon in Gdańsk, Portland. I did it again. Poland. Portland.
You did it again.
GdańskCon.
It looks so much like Portland, though.
It does. My brain automatically reads Poland as Portland. I don't know why. But February 28th through March 3rd in Gdańsk, Poland is GdańskCon. Vancouver 2024 is taking place in Surrey, British Columbia, March 7th through the 10th. Are you going to that, Tabin?
I am. So this will be my first Vancouver. I'm really excited to go. So any of you Canadian furs up there, I hope to see you there. I've heard great things about it. From what I hear, it's a smaller-ish con, so it should be some fun. I'm going to do my Tabin Sings Weird Al and Story Time with Tabin up there, as I usually do. So any fur that happens to be there, come check it out. Also, they have, I hadn't seen this at a con before. I'm sure it's been around, but they have a cutie pageant thing.
Ooh,
I think it's like a... I don't know what it is. I think it's like a, you know, you go out and walk around and stuff. And so I've signed up for that. And
nice.
Apparently I have to choose some music too and things that I didn't realize I have to do. So I actually have to do some work for this.
Oh, yeah. It's steampunk themed. So
yep.
Yeah. So I'll get with me. I'll get you some steampunk music to go with your stuff.
There you go.
Yes. Good idea.
All right.
So it should be fun.
So that same weekend, March 8th through the 10th in Arlington, Virginia is Furthermore 2024. Then coming up March 14th through the 17th is Texas Furry Fiesta in Dallas, Texas. March 15th through the 17th in Toronto, Ontario, Canada is Fernal Equinox. The Gateway Fur Meet is being held March 15th through the 17th in St. Louis, Missouri. While the Las Vegas Fur Con, March 29th through the 21st or 31st. Wow. Is going on in Las Vegas, and Fontastic is going on March 29th through April 2nd.
Oh, that's a great name. Such a great name.
In Braun, France. So that's
our... Il faut que hasse le bas avec le... Whatever deer is in French.
There you go. It's probably deer.
Probably deer.
It's probably deer.
Well, the way that this fawn is spelled, it's not deer. It's fawn like the mythical creature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
the other fawn is F-A-W-N. This is F-A-U-N.
That's right. So I should actually go back and rephrase that and say, if il casse la vache avec le thing that plays a flute and is a centaurish thing.
That's a satyr.
Oh. Okay, tur. You said satyr, so I did.
Fawns are half deer, half person. Satyrs are half goat, half person.
And now you know.
Knowing.
Da, 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 da. That's right. All right. Okay.
What is my life? Oh, my God.
What is your life? I do not know. So I think we have time for maybe three jokes each.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. So the very first is Rain and I search out bad jokes. because we like to search out bad jokes. And if you come to our dad joke panel, you'll see that we have lots of bad dad jokes. So Tabin, on the other hand, has a book, and he just reads the very next joke. He doesn't read ahead of time.
Don't. So you first can't blame me for these. You can blame me for all the ones that I make up that are really horrible, and I'm sure you do. But these, I don't even read ahead of time, so they could be good. They could be really, really horrible, which they are sometimes, and we'll just have to find out. So three each.
Yes.
Three each.
Yes. All right. So for my first one, I would like to say that I found out today that the swordfish has no naturally occurring predators. Well,
really?
Except wow. Maybe the penfish, which is mightier.
Then the sword. Yes. Yes.
So a panda walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'll have a scotch and Coke, thank you." "Sure thing," the bartender replies and asks, "but what's with the big paws?" The panda holds up his hands and says, "I was born with them."
I mean, it's true, right? I mean...
Yep. Okay.
What do you call an almond in a spacesuit?
An astronaut.
Yes.
Ah, clever. Clever. So, when I was in college, I took a course from a PhD that had no social skills, but he was a big fan of palindromes. His name was Dr. Awkward.
Huh?
Tabin is confused.
No, I got it.
You got to look at the spelling. Dr. Awkward. Which backwards is Dr. Awkward. Anyway, there you go.
So what do you call a fashionable lawn statue with an excellent sense of rhythm?
Bambi.
A metronome.
Wait, what?
What do you call a fashionable lawn statue with an excellent sense of rhythm?
A metronome. Oh, yes. A gnome. K is a G and O. Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Why? Oh, you know this too. This is no fun. You all know this. Why can you not use beef stew as a password?
Why?
I don't know.
It's
why.
Not strong enough.
Oh.
Maybe there's a reason you didn't know that, because you just didn't want to.
Yeah. So I have a friend. I have a friend who's a doula. You know what a doula is, right? They help people.
With the swords and stuff, they duel?
No. They help.
Like a midwife.
They help people get their babies. I feel that doulas deserve a lot of respect because they really help people out.
Give me a second. They do.
They help people out.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
So, today's been rough for me. I broke a finger at work today.
Oh, yeah?
On the other hand, I'm completely fine.
Nice.
Yes,
nice.
You are. Nice. Yes. And to finish us out.
Yes, please.
Please.
Please. Why is milk the fastest drink on Earth?
I don't know. Why is milk the fastest drink on Earth?
It's pasteurized before you know it.
Oh, all righty.
That That one's a good one.
That's a good one. All right.
Pasteurized.
And actually, I did that wrong. I it should be it's pasteurized before you even see it. But oh, you know, I don't know how to do things. I don't know.
It's all right. It's all right.
I don't even know.
So now we do our little shameless plugs of various other projects that we're working on. I would like to plug my podcast Off Leash, which is about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. And you can find that on our podcast network with Dawson and Keynes. We also have Royal Highness, which is with my sister and her friend. And that is all about Game of Thrones. They've never watched it before. And so they get high with the marijuana, the devil's lettuce, as it were. And then they watch Game of Thrones. We talk about it while they're still high. And those are the two that I'm plugging. Rain, do you have any plugs for your stuff that you're working on?
I do. So we have a new episode of Three Do Who coming out, out at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Episode three, it's all about the three specials, that the last three specials for 2023. I also have my Twitch stream on Friday nights where I play some music. Sometimes we play games, but mostly it's just music. And what else do I have? Oh, I'm DJing at Get Out the Float. So
all right.
That's about it for me.
All right. All right. Tabin, how about you? What do you got going on? What projects are you working on?
Well, so speaking of Get Out the Float, I think that's a project we're all working on.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, just yeah. A little bit.
So we're all involved in Get Out the Float. So let's see, when does this episode come out?
No, this episode comes out on the 27th. So the following weekend after this episode is Get Out the Float.
Get Out the Float. So you've got a week, if you don't know yet, in Seaside, Oregon, February 2nd through 4th, is Get Out the Float. It's a furry slash inflatable. There'll be like four or five bouncy houses, lots of squeaky pool toys and stuff like that, which was really interesting. Barry, you probably remember they had a pool party room at FC that we went into,
mm-hmm.
which was really cool. And I was really interested that so Barry asked like the main
host
for working the thing. Host, there mm-hmm. you go.
There you go.
If they were going to get out the float. And I thought, they're not going to know what that was. And they were like, well, I might not be able to, but they was, I'm talking about their
co-host,
their helper and stuff. And I was like, wow, they know about Get Out the Float. And there's going to be, so that was really cool. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised because, you know, they're squeaky inflatable, but they were from Arizona or something.
Yes. And they are actually having their pool party at Get Out the Float. They have a room set aside for them for the entire con.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was like so cool. So there's like actually a lot of random furs that you wouldn't expect going to Get Out the Float. So I think it's going to be really cool. But for any further doesn't know, you have a week to get to Seaside, Oregon to go to Get Out the Float. Me, Berlin, Rain running all over doing the things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you can register at the door.
I'm not exciting though. Huh?
Yep. You can register online or at the door.
Yep.
Or at the door.
Yep.
You can register online at getoutthefloat.com. Good stuff. And the schedule is posted and all that good stuff. You both are so much more interesting and fun than I am because I don't do anything.
Oh, you do lot.
Do I?
Oh, yeah. You've got lots of things you're working on to various cons. You're going to various cons this year. So
I have six cons this year. I have four more to go. So hopefully I'll see you first at that. Got some new videos for my YouTube coming out. I mentioned Crispy Ascension, of course, came out recently, but there's more that will be released in the future. What else am I doing? I have Fourth Wall, which I still have to do.
Next time we're together, I will help you out. But you got to remind me. I know.
I have a note here. But also, so for any fur that knows about my Tabin chips that I give out at cons, which will also be on my Fourth Wall for those that can't make it to a con to get one but would like one. I have, you know, well, you might not know, my Tabin chips are from 2018, 2019, and 2020. And I have just started working on the new chip for 2024. I don't know how long it's going to take to get it because I've just started working on it. But hopefully by Vancouver, I will have some of the new, I don't know if they're improved or not, but new Tabin chips for 2024, which I haven't had any new ones since 2020. So those are coming up. There'll be new stuff on my Fourth Wall. Seems there's something else I'm doing too. I don't remember what it is at the moment, but I guess for now, that's what I'm doing.
There you go. There you go. Well, oh my cow. Oh my cow. Is it time to say goodbye already? I think it is.
It's been a long time. Yes.
A long time. Yes.
Thanks for listening to our little show. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we thank you for choosing ours. Please consider supporting the show through donations at Ko-fi, 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 Coffee, or Patreon, or purchasing merch at Fourth Wall, Redbubble, or Bonfire, and share us with all your friends and enemies. You probably get better response sharing us with your enemies. Rain?
Probably.
Rain, any final words?
Yeah, I just want to say to everybody, Mubar Fluff, Hu and Ian, and be kind to yourself and each other.
And before I turn it over to Taben to say goodbye, we love you, we hug you, and Mubar Fluff, Taben, take us out of here.
I will take you out by saying thank you, Everfer, for showing... Well, showing up, you didn't really show up. I guess you showed up at the place where the sounds go in your ears, so thank you for showing up there. I've had a great time. I'm on the show tonight. I hope both of you have, too, even though you've had a deal with me. You both have had a deal with me a lot in the last few weeks, so the fact that you're able to do this again means a lot to me, so thank you for that. Way too soon. And you're going to have to again in a few weeks, and...
That's true.
You are Saint Furs. I just can't imagine what it's like to have to deal with. Anyway, so thank you all you Furs for taking time to listen to this. We hope you liked it. We hope you laughed and cried and ran around and threw things at the podium because you were mad at it or something. And I don't even... Some Fur asked me what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, Taben?
I have no idea, but thanks for asking. And so on that note, I'll just say, can't wait to bark at you next week. Hug you tight with posies at a con. It's until next time, moo bark fluff, bark bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate producer Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, the YouTube Free Use Library, and Epidemic Sound. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.